Hello, BKFK listeners. Today's episode is a short bonus episode. We were contacted by a very clever young boy. Tell us your name.
Joshua Williamson.
And how old are you?
8.
Thanks, Josh. Josh wrote his own story for us. What's it called, Josh?
The Ringmaster.
It has a very creepy Halloween feel. Maybe even a little bit scary. Not only did Josh write the story, he performed the whole thing himself. Well done, Josh. You did an amazing job. Remember, guys, there are plenty of things to find out about the BKFK world. Just go to bykidsforkids.co. Okay, Josh, over to you.
Part 1. As the dark skies thickened and the night drew closer, a thundering sound was heard booming and clattering through the valley. It was the sound of a mahogany wagon trundling across the dusty road. A stranger leapt down from the cab with an evil glint in his eye. He was tall, spindly, and wore a scarlet coat that fell all the way down to his heels. He was still tall, like a lamppost, with a determined evil look about him. His eyes were as dark as soulless pools. He stood there for a few seconds as though dead, and then muttered to himself in a low voice, "What a night from a Halloween fright." He slid a thick iron latch across the door and pulled down some rickety old steps and started climbing them. A peculiar scent wafted about him in a toxic vapour. He clicked his fingers and a candle burst into a furious flaming dance, casting unearthly shadows across the cabin walls. Part 2. Mysterious bottles lined the shelves of the cabin walls, which were filled with concoctions unknown. Down a few bottles from the shelves and gingerly placed them onto the table beside the flaming candle. He scanned the room and out of the corner of his eye, he spotted a small mahogany chest carved with mysterious symbols. He walked over to it and took out a gold spindly key. It was long and twisted like a skeleton's finger. Rapidly, his eyes lit up with wonder and anticipation. With delicate fingers, he silently slid the key into the lock and carefully opened the box. Inside, nestled in a cushion of feathers, was a crystalline skull. "Ah, there you are," said the stranger. He uncorked one of the bottles and poured its concoctions onto the skull. It fizzed like a match dropped in water, and an electric blue vapour swirled around the room. When the mist cleared, he chanted a strange spell. "In the darkness you shall find blood of the rat and brains combined. Through this wicked, fiery brew, see my magic come anew. Shadows, you will come alive. One or two or maybe five bodies you no longer need. From the sunlight you were freed. Living creatures you shall be. Forever you will work for me."
Hey guys, If you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.